We lead local talk, live and local with Monica J.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
You know what? That's how we have to look at it. Monday is good. It's the start of a fresh new week. It's the same BS that we keep getting, but it's the start of a fresh new week. So the story that we have working on the traffic signals is actually coming from carsonnow.org. Okay, carsonnow.org. And I don't know if you've listened to me or not, but, you know, I believe that they are a rather liberal news source. But go on, check out the story. You got to bury into it here. It's, you know, way down in there. But something that I did find interesting in the story was the fact that you can have your opinions heard. And so that's always nice. There is, but it's, you have to go down into the comments actually to find it. So I'm scrolling through the comments here, and well, there's some really interesting comments here. Actually, that's it's how people start addressing each other. But Chris Harris put in here in his comment that you can actually go on and call 888-7000. Or email your concerns about the lights at info@nv.gov. info@nv.gov. And just put in there ICYMI traffic signal warning signs for Carson and Douglas. So but check out the story, because also they have which lights are going to be changed out and when. So if anything, that's just going to give you a good safety tip on, you know, there's going to be workers on the road. So be prepared. So some of them are going to be removed. Some of them are going to be replaced by signs. But what do you think? Is that a waste of money? 991fmtalk.com. That's the website. You can log on to today's poll question. Friday's poll question. Have to go back to Friday. Losing track of time here. Friday's poll question was just a, you know, quickie fun question. Does Ken Jennings have what it takes to be the new host of Jeopardy? 33% of those participating said yeah. 20% said no. And 47% said who's Ken Jennings? That's it right there. Who is he? You definitely want to get some. I mean, that is a show that is just, you know, literally historic with how long it's been on, and it's fun. It's educational. You don't always get those two together. Get somebody in there who can go with the longevity of it that people like, that people know, they feel comfortable with. We still have our prize from the chocolate shop to give away. That's right. We have a gift certificate for truffles. Yes, a box of truffles. That's a $25 value, so we'll be giving that away this hour, 884-9910. Just be listening. Not yet, but when I tell you to call. All right. Lola is on the line at 884-9910. Let's check in. Lola wants to talk about the vote. Hi, Lola.
Hi. Listen, I wanted to tell you that I was living in Charlotte, North Carolina, when Bush Jr. was running for a second term. I voted early at the library, and I don't know what kind of a machine that was, but you can review. After you get done voting, you can review from the beginning. And what happened is that before I finalized, I went back, and it changed. My voting changed. So I kept going back and forth until it gave me the right person that I voted for. And this happened. It was an early vote. So after the election, I was listening to a talk show. And a gentleman had called in with the same complaint. So, like you say, this has been happening a long time.
They had to perfect their craft. Because, you know, we have the receipt here in Nevada that I think it was Dean Heller, he fought for that. And you can see the scroll and it shows and you can verify, but that's not where the vote changes. The vote changes when all those machines are shut down and they're loaded up into the main that goes into the Secretary of State's, and when they're all counted. That's where they change the numbers. So it doesn't really matter if we have that receipt on our computers or not when we're voting. That's not when they changed the vote now.
One more thing. A few years ago, and on the ballot, we had a sales tax raised for Washoe County for schools. Mm-hmm. I feel that we should be getting our money back.
You know what? I agree with you 100%, Lola. Absolutely 100%. Property taxes.
Well, thank you.
You know, everything. Thanks, Lola. You have a great day. Property taxes that we're paying for, and the schools aren't even open half the time. So we have to make sure that we're getting our money's worth. And the kids aren't. So just received this text. Accept it. Trump legitimized panschemic. I don't know what they're trying to say there. Big failure. Hubris, it's over. Democrats win. No, I hate to tell you this. It's not over. It's not over by a long shot. And you know how I know? Because even CNN has had to admit it.
That could enable Trump to stay in office without actually winning the vote. The system of electing the president is complicated because it was not designed to be directly democratic. The Constitution calls for states to choose the presidential electors, who in turn gather to vote for the president. Over time, states have passed laws that ensured their state's popular vote for the presidency would determine the electors. But those are laws, not a constitutional obligation. Now, imagine the scenario during election week. Trump is leading on November 3rd, but Joe Biden pulls ahead in the days following. Republicans file objections to tens of thousands of mail-in ballots. Democrats file countersuits. Taking account of the confusion, legislators decide to choose the electors themselves. Here's the worry. Of the 9 swing states, 8 have Republican legislatures. If one or more decide that balloting is chaotic and marred by irregularities, they could send what they regard as the legitimate slate of electors, which would be Republican. Democrats may object and file lawsuits. In some of those states, Democratic governors or secretaries of state could send their own slates of electors to Washington. That would add to the confusion, but that might well be part of the Republican plan. Because you see, when Congress convenes on January 6th, to tally the electors' votes, there would be challenges to the legitimacy of some electors. It's possible congressional Republicans could decide that disputed states should simply not be counted. Suppose in this scenario, Michigan's votes are invalidated. That would ensure that neither candidate would get to 270 electoral votes. At that point, the Constitution clearly directs that the House of Representatives vote to determine the presidential election. But it does so with each state casting a single ballot. If the current numbers hold, there would be 26 state delegations that are Republican and 23 Democratic with one tied. So the outcome would be to re-elect Donald Trump. Trump doesn't need to do anything other than to simply accept this outcome, which is constitutional.
That was, I'm not... You know me, I'm not a fan of CNN. But that is their legal analyst there, or, you know, talk show host, whatever, Fareed Zakaria. And I'm not a big fan of him. But even when he admits that there are legal, constitutional ways That's pretty impressive. And that was actually pretty accurate. Pretty darn accurate of exactly what is going on right now. Follow Pennsylvania. All you have to do is watch Pennsylvania to see how this is going to turn out. That's why the Democrats are doing this. They knew that Trump was going to win in a landslide. And that's why Nevada is so important. That's why we don't give up. And I hope you join us on Thursday, 1 o'clock, in front of the Carson City Courthouse, 885 East Musser at 1 p.m. Because we are going to have our voices heard. Jessie Jane Duff is going to be there. She's the co-chair of Veterans for Trump. She's also on the Women for Trump advisory board member, and she's just a hell of a lady. I met her back when she was campaigning for McCain. And I tell you, the more that comes to light, I'm excited to see what our courts do here, because we have heard that Nevada judges are just total liberals and that it has been corrupted. So it is going to be very interesting to see how these decisions play out, because it goes back to before the election, when I was trying to let everybody know that the judges, city attorneys, school board members, every single candidate is just, or every single office is just as important as the next. And when you see that NP, nonpartisan, that a judge is a nonpartisan office, it's not true. There's no such thing. Because if it were nonpartisan, all of the judges would be going by the Constitution of the United States of America. And they're not. And all judges would be looking at the true legal path. And they're not. I mean, even with the recall process of Sisolak, they're not. That's why electing judges is so important. And you have to find out their histories. You have to look at their voting records, their decisions. Problem is you just have to dig a little deeper for that information, and people don't have the time. They don't have time to pay attention to the rules of the road, so we need extra signage. They don't have time to look into their child's education. That's on purpose. Because if you are kept preoccupied with life, with family, with work, that's when all the garbage seeps in. And it's undetectable in the beginning until it all piles up and you get the situation that we're in now. I just look at people that vote for Biden, and I just have to think, why? I was having an interesting conversation over the weekend with my brother and my mother, and they hadn't picked up on the fact that, you know, mainstream media is actually talking about the Great Reset now. It's on the cover of Time magazine. The UN talking more openly about it. People just hear the Great Reset. They think that it's going to be this wonderful thing that, you know, debt is wiped out and all that and yada, yada. And I had to explain to them, because my mother owns property, property that has been in our family for 6 generations. To get them to understand, we lose all of that. She loses all of that. Because with the Great Reset, with what the UN is trying to put through, what the New World Order wants, whatever you want to call them, Luciferians or whatever, the World Economic Forum, all those brilliant people that meet in Davos, the Bill Gates of the world, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. There will be no private property. So for everybody who is invested in their homes, their land, their retirement of having multiple properties as rentals, all of that goes away. So how anybody with any type of investment that is a Democrat could ever vote for Joe Biden is just mind-boggling. If you don't understand it, just start looking into these things, because it's going on all around us and it's being accepted, because we're the frogs in the water that started out cold and now it's starting to boil. 884-9910. I want to soothe and calm your nerves with chocolate from the chocolate shop. 884-9910. Caller number 3, you've got the gift certificate for the box of truffles. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one, broken. It's fun to be the crazy one. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I am so honored that you would want to start your week with me. I really appreciate it. And trying to get some information out, you know, one of those guys that the woke are trying to cancel, trying to get rid of his history, said that patriots are not revolutionaries trying to overthrow the government of the United States. Patriots are counter-revolutionaries trying to prevent the government from overthrowing the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson. And that's what we're all doing right now. Big congratulations going out to Jackie Berger and Fallon. Jackie, you have got that gift certificate for a box of truffles from the chocolate shop. Absolutely fantastic. We're going to, since you're in Fallon, we're going to ship that to you in the mail, the certificate, just to be clear. So thank you so much for listening from Fallon. That's why I say this is live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And that's what we try to cover, because we're all going through the same things. Everything that happens in Reno, in Carson City, in the bigger areas, it not only affects all of the smaller communities around, but you're also going through the same things. The people that you have to watch that are getting elected onto advisory boards or onto city councils, supervisors, mayors, you have to make sure that they are not only talking the talk, but they're walking the walk. And that's why Trump is so hated. because he pulled back the curtain on politics. And he showed the American people that things can get done. Peace treaties in the Middle East can be made. Not according to John Kerry. That would never, ever happen. Trump made it happen. Actually, four different ones going on. They don't like promises made, promises kept. Because now every single American are looking at all politicians, city, county, state, federal, all politicians who say they're going to get things done and who basically just coast along. Not really accomplishing anything. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 before we take our Fox News break and check in with Heather this morning. Heather wants to talk about Trump. Hey, Heather.
Hey, Monica. I am praying and believing that Trump will be confirmed as president. But when that happens, there's an electoral and a backup plan for how to do that on the presidential race. What happens to all the people and the other issues we voted on the lower races?
That's where our local courts and our local politicians come into play. And we have to keep these lawsuits up. Because it wasn't just Trump that's number or whose numbers were being changed. I mean, was Nancy Pelosi, has she really been elected all this time when, you know, the state of California has just gone to hell in a handbasket? Was Gavin Newsom even elected governor, truly? I don't think that Steve Sisolak was elected governor. I think he stole the election from Adam Laxalt. So we have to keep on our politicians and those who are trying to bring the truth forward. We have to keep on them to make sure that every single count is legitimate, not just the president.
I agree. How do we do that?
We keep the pressure on him. Everything that we're doing for Trump right now, the lawsuits, the getting the recount of the ballots, the, you know, audits, pushing an audit is the best thing that we can do. But only our legislators can do that for us. I think the votes all have to be audited. You know, it's one of the worst elections that we have here, systems, Heather, because what I don't understand personally is why does a signature have to be separated from a ballot? Because you can't go back and match those signatures with those ballots. Why is that? There's no reason.
When I was an election inspector in California, they said they had to be separated because it was a secret ballot. And that's back when you did the Chads and everything else on the punch. And they separated your name on the bottom of the rip card from the ballot that was cast into the ballot box because of the rule for secret ballots. So that part I kind of get, but we have to have a more secure system.
Yeah.
And when you say legislatures, are you talking Mark Amaday, Cortez Masto, Jackie Rosen, or are you talking Jim Wheeler and Robin Titus?
I'm talking local, the state and assembly, the Wheelers and the Settlemyers and the Tituses and the people like that.
Okay.
Because right. each state has to take care of their own, you know. The federal is the president, but everything else relies on our state, our senators, and our assembly. So, Heather, thank you so much for that information. I did not, I thought it was because of the secrecy, but I wasn't sure 100%. But you know what? I don't care if people know who I voted for. I'm proud of who I voted for. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today. And Terry, thank you so much for the email. I love this. Be fair, Monica. Conservative George Bush, Powell, Rice, and Wolfowitz illegally and immorally invaded Iraq and started this horrible, expensive mess in the Middle East. So what's so righteous about conservatism? You act like Democrats never do anything right. That's not fair and not close to correct. Terry, you're absolutely right. I don't believe in the Bushes. I did at one point because they were Republican and I was thinking, party line. But not anymore. And actually, they didn't start all of this mess. George Bush Sr. did. A lot longer before all that. It's the continuations of the political dynasties. The knowing what you want from the world. And George Bush Sr., I mean, if you go back and now people are starting to figure out that the Bilderberg Group and, you know, all of those others, the people who meet in Davos, that these are the people who have been manipulating under the guise of conservative Republicans. Maybe that's the term we need to get rid of. Conservative Republicans. Because there is nothing conservative about any of these people. Don't get me started on Colin Powell. I mean, these people were warmongers. Look at John Bolton. Look at General Mattis. They make their money. They make their lives on the conflict. They make themselves important. And that's not right. What we should all be are constitutionalists. We should be constitutional Republicans, constitutional Democrats, constitutional Americans. Because liberals are for Social Security, disability laws, labor laws, environmental protections, and so are Republicans. It doesn't matter what political party you're from. And Mike, I'll get there in just a second. I'll be right with you. It doesn't matter what political party you are from. Americans, true human beings, don't want to see anybody fail. Don't want to see anybody fall through the cracks. It's the people who perpetuate all of this garbage around us. We don't need an office of new Americans. Not designated by the state, not spending state funds. You know how many nonprofits are out there who help people? The help is all around us. But as soon as the government gets involved in something, it all goes to hell. That's why the best charities out there have no government involvement. The Veterans Guest House, Friends in Service Helping. It's their red tape, their BS that messes everything up. All of these laws and things that go through the federal government should be going through the state government. I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off here, but sorry, Roe versus Wade should have nothing to do with the federal government. Look at why our federal government was started. It was for the protection of the people of this country. To secure our borders. All these wars. What do you think your tax dollars are going to? They're going to the central, that all that money is going to the central banks to pay off past wars. I think we're still paying off the Civil War. And that's why debt keeps going up and up and up by the trillions. Because we let our federal government, Republican and Democrat, get involved in things that they should not be involved in. The military? Yes. The military industrialized complex for after the generals retire? Hell no. States are supposed to be making these decisions. People in the states voting for the things that they want and don't want, not the federal government. We should not have a Department of Education. It should be back in the hands of the states, back in the hands of the counties, back in the hands of the parents. So, Terry, thank you so much for your email so I can get just a little bit more clarity out there for people for where I stand. Because there are just as many bad Republicans as there are bad Democrats making bad decisions. And we let them. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. And Mike has been patiently waiting. I hope patiently. Mike wants to talk about the ballots. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging on.
Hey. Oh, fine, Monica. Before that, there's an author called Terry Reed. He wrote some books about the Bushes and Clintons, and he estimated that the Bush family in the 80s were worth over $100 billion. And then there's another book called Diaries of the Economic Hitman. He writes about how the bankers took over and what the bankers, the process that they do to take over all these countries and firms. And that's happened here. We do it all over the world. So those are two things that people should check out. But we cannot get a copy of the ballots, a copy, not the physical ballots, a copy, because there's an NRS that prevents us from getting them. Why would they have done that if they weren't trying to protect themselves and the fraud that's already going on? And that was both parties. It was not just one party that voted on that. That was both. I'm not sure when it passed, but there is one in place.
Do you remember the number of the NRS?
I do not. I'd have to look it up.
Okay. I'll look it up as well.
We should have access as the citizens. That's our ballots, our paperwork, really. We should have access to this. And why should
we because
there's no personal information.
Yeah, because Joe Beck is running into that because he wanted to see the numbers from the ballots between his votes and Amadei's votes, which I would be
curious
at.
Pull it.
See, and then, that, you know, that's just not right.
No, and when, what was our former governor, the guy that's over at Reno now, at the university?
Oh, Sandoval.
When he was governor, Sandoval. You know, the first time they passed some of that background check for firearms, there was somebody that ran in Vegas, and he could have overturned that vote, but they destroyed the balance down there in one district because he wanted a recount, and they would not allow the recount, and then the judge ordered the ballots to be destroyed, which is illegal also under NRS, but since the judge said it, they destroyed them. He could have won.
Yeah.
I forgot what district it was. So that's also happened, and Sandoval should have stepped in, sent the state police in, confiscate the ballots, and said, no, that's not going to happen. They're not the judges. Those are the people, and you can't order them to be destroyed.
I have to keep my taxes for boxed up in storage for, 7 years? Why are they destroying ballots the week after an election or 2 weeks after an election? That boggles the mind. It just shows how they're getting away with stuff.
They've ordered some of the machines now to be wiped clean. So why would they do that? do you think they'd want to preserve every piece of evidence? Since they're so sure they won, why would you destroy it? We
exactly.
won, and we're going to stand on these things. So, and well, unfortunately, I think it might come down to where we, the people, will have to go to D.C. and possibly Denver. Everybody should remember Denver is COG. And Biden can go to Denver and run the country from there. And the airport is tunnels underneath the Denver airport to take people all over the country. We do
well,
have tunnels just like China does.
I don't think we're going to have to do that because, honestly, I think with the state legislators, you know, for most of the states being held by Republicans, we're going to see this done through the Constitution, and Trump is still going to be our president. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed because we've got a lot of good constitutional lawyers out there that are participating yeah. in this, and we've got a Supreme Court now that's on the side of the people, except for John Roberts.
Yeah, I want to...
So.
I would like to see a lot of people in handcuffs when you control that.
I want to see people in handcuffs, behind bars, and I'm sorry to say, as a Christian, but also on the chopping block.
In the gallows.
Because,
yep,
you know,
we have the capital punishment for different reasons here.
Exactly. And it is about
and
time that it's actually used. So, Mike, thank you so much for hanging on the line, and thank you for the call. And I got to go. Thanks for all the work I have to do now, because I really need to go look up that NRS so people can know what when the legislature is in session, what is truly going on? Because the media doesn't bring it to you. The media doesn't tell you what's going on. That's why they own the media. Because the only thing that they focus on is the bills that could possibly raise taxes or, you know, what the state flower is going to be. I mean, look at what we've gone through in the past. Look at what the media focuses on. That's why we need citizen lobbyists there who are looking out for us, looking out for Nevadans. All right. We'll be back to wrap up the show. Boy, that went fast. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Let's take another quick phone call at 884-9910 as we wrap up with Rich. Hi, Rich. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. What I was wondering on this election is why we can't shoot for redoing the entire election with no mail-in votes. If fraud is definitely proven, then the fraud is probably throughout the entire election.
It is, absolutely 100%. But it's not just the mail-in ballots. It's also the electronic systems. So either way, if we're not watching, it can still be manipulated. We need to change the voting process to make sure that it's transparent. It needs to be in every single state. Remember, the federal government can't dictate how we vote. It has to be the state's decision. And unfortunately, Rich, we have Democrats in charge of everything right now. That's just, you know, as Amadei put it, elections have consequences. But what happens when those elections that we now believe in the past have been fraudulent? So now it's time for us to make our voice heard. The Trump legal team has filed a lawsuit here in Nevada in response to those fraudulent ballots for this election. That case is being heard this Thursday, December 3rd in Carson City. So let's join together at the Carson City Courthouse, 885 East Musser at 1 p.m. We're going to hear from Jesse Jane Duff, Jim Wheeler's on the list, and a few other people, including myself now, because you know I'm going to put it exactly like it is. So please, come join us. Carpooling starts at 12 o'clock from the Cinemark Theaters at the Summit Mall. going to depart 12:15 exactly, or if you want to get there early. Get there early in front of the courthouse and let the judges know that we are not going to let this election slide off into oblivion. Going from a CarsonNow.org organization, short for organization, are traffic signal warning signs a waste of taxpayer dollars? Going from their story today, that's the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Log on and participate. Friday's poll, does Ken Jennings have what it takes to be the new host of Jeopardy? People just want to know, who the hell is Ken Jennings? 47% came up with that. So, thank you for joining me today. Join us tomorrow, where once again, we will have that great gift certificate from the chocolate shop for a box of truffles as a nice little sweet prize for you. God bless. Have a great day. It doesn't matter what the government says. You choose to have a great day. Love you. I'll catch you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.